It is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9, and I have a photo up on my Instagram. It's Joe Pesh Radio. I'm going to try to regram it over on Joe and Alex Show in a second. Did you see a photo I put up there when I went out to breakfast the other day?
What, the omelet thing?
It was the receipt for the omelet.
Yeah, you did the tip the bill thing.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
You know, I'm not, I guess I'm not as radio rich as you, so I'm not going to be throwing out that much cash, but I mean, I do tip well. I always tip 20%.
Okay, well, I am very radio rich. I'm glad everybody's realized that. I am rolling, as they say, in the dough. But no, remember we talked about the tip the bill challenge a couple of weeks ago, and if you don't know what that is, it's where, let's say you get a bill, it's $20. Well, you tip that amount, $20, so the bill would end up being $40. I took the photo, and you can see it right here. If you haven't seen it already, Alex and Liv the Web Girl, there's the photo. And I use the hashtag tip the bill challenge. Blurred out the information I didn't want people to see. A lot of people on Instagram like, oh, that's so cool. Great job. That's awesome. Way to do that. Hey, I'm a server. I appreciate that. But then somebody else DM me. It's like, dude, what a tool.
Wait, what? You're a tool for tipping well?
Well, for posting my receipt online for the tip the bill challenge to show that I did it.
Oh, well, yeah, probably.
I mean, what do you think? Does that make me a tool, Liv the Web Girl?
I literally screenshot it because I was going to bring it up to you because I think it's kind of a tool move.
It's really? Like, oh, look at me. I donated to charity.
Oh, I'm doing such good charity. It's like, do it in silence.
317-239-1009. See, I didn't even know it was Liv, but I had some people DM me. I'm like, hate much? Okay. No, I get what you're saying. And people, if you go out there like, oh, I do so much work. Look at me. Yeah, you're kind of looking for attention. I swear, cross my heart, hope to die, I was not trying to get like a bunch of compliments for it. I thought if I put it up
there.
Yes,
you were.
Was not.
Okay. That's exactly why you did it. If you were doing it out of the goodness of your heart, why not just do it? Why'd you have to post it?
It's for the tip the bill challenge. When have I ever
put
a receipt up in my life? I never put receipts up on before.
Well, of course, because you're tipping a whole bunch. You want everyone to see that you're tipping a whole bunch.
That's not a whole bunch.
Yes, it is. If you're tipping the bill, that's a lot.
Yes.
That's way more than 20%.
Yes, this time it is. So it was a $35 meal because we got a lot to eat and drink. And it ended up being like $70 after that. Oh, great. My wife, Lindsay, just texted me.
What'd she say?
Because Lindsay's like, I'm glad Liv agrees with you because I did not want you to post that. And you did it anyways.
Ooh, is that the first text she sent you today on your anniversary? Was that?
No. We're going good.
Oh,
but
okay.
My point, listen, I'm not going to like beg for people to believe me, but I'm telling you genuinely, like, I did that. I was worried it would be a tool move. I didn't want to put that in the description, like, hey, I'm posting this, but I don't want people to think I'm a tool, because then you're a total tool.
It's like Jimmy Fallon, who I've talked about in the garbage today, went to the Hamptons,
mm-hmm.
saw a family really enjoying themselves at dinner, and he was so touched by it that he decided to pay their $1,000 dinner bill for them. And he just said, hey, look, I just really appreciated that you guys, you know, were not on your phones, and we're really enjoying each other's company and having a good time tonight, and I wanted to do something nice. But he didn't talk about it. Well, I don't think he talked about it himself on his show. The story got out because the family talked about it, and so it makes him look good. If you would have tipped the bill to this server and not posted about it, the server, though, by word of mouth, would have said, hey, you know what? Joe from the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9 came in this morning, and he tipped me what my bill was. Isn't that nice? And
how would she have known who I was, though? She wouldn't have known I was Joe from the Joe. I didn't put, like, hashtag Joe and Alex Show.
People do recognize us sometimes.
They might recognize you.
They don't. Yes, they recognize both of us. They don't always say something when they see us that they recognize us. Sometimes they'll tweet us afterwards and say, hey, I just saw you here, which is really weird. I'd rather you just come up to me.
I was behind you the whole time listening to what you were saying. I can't believe you said that. Ashley in Greenwood's listening this morning. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're a server. What do you think about this? Am I a tool for posting the tip your bill challenge receipt or what?
I don't think so. I think it's actually making people aware. I think if you actually search that hashtag, a lot of people are posting their receipts when they do the challenge. So I think it's just making people aware that, you know, there is this challenge out there.
Hold on. Let me search for this. Wait a minute. Liv, what's your social media handle? Like, what is it?
Why?
Just tell me, what is it?
At Liv Karras.
All right, there is actually a photo that you are in here, and it shows a $12 meal with no tip.
Where?
Is that your tip the mill challenge?
Shut up.
Is that your tip the mill challenge?
You are straight lying.
Ashley.
I'm a server, and trust me, I always tip 20, if not more.
Well,
so.
Good thing I was going to go. I was going to see you at Three Wise Men, but now that I know you think I'm a tool for doing that, sorry, Liv, you
well,
just missed out.
I don't even work there anymore, so ha.
Huh. Joke's on you. Thank you, Ashley and Greenwood. We appreciate it. We'll do one more call. Matt, you're in Brownsburg, and you think it's a good thing, kind of inspiring.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I think when you post stuff like that, it's not douchey. It's more, it's going to inspire other people to go out and do good in the world.
Man, you know what? Joe could say that he ran over somebody and you guys would call in and kiss his ass. It never fails. Whatever he does, he everyone is always on his side. And whatever I do, no one is on my side. I think the phones are rigged.
You're a hater. You're hating.
It was not me. You said it. Somebody else DM'd you.
But you're kind of agreeing with Liv now. You're saying, well, it is kind of a little bit of a D-bag move.
I think it's just because Alex is very, very real, and I think Joe tries to save face.
Yeah, is that what it is?
What
is
do
it
you
the
mean?
Tone?
I'm real as can be.
Is it all,
I think you're real, and you're very, you get vulnerable and emotional.
I do.
But, no, and I think you do too. But I think that you are more likely to criticize, whereas Joe, even if he wants to criticize something, he's not going to play like the good advocate on the show.
I'm not the good Joe to be good Joe.
Yes,
and
you
I'm
are.
Not like I'm some bad boy.
100% he is.
I just think like it's rude what you do. That's all. And like I don't like to be rude to people or mean to people.
What's rude that who does?
You listen, we all have thoughts in our head. Doesn't mean you should just say it.
Let me tell you something. I built an entire radio career out of just saying the thoughts in my head.
Yeah, but...
This show would be boring if I didn't just say the thoughts in my head.
Well, we'll see about that. But I don't know. It's just, it's an interesting thing that we do here, Matt, and we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Matt.
If you couldn't get through, let us know. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. I'll repost it up there, like, once again.
Oh, God. See, you got to double post. It's already up there. People can see it. Now you got to post
well,
it again.
You don't want me to?
Well, I'm just saying. You're worried about looking douchey. Well, what the heck, man?
All right. Well, it's also, if it gets taken down, it's on mine, Joe Pesh Radio. I'm just saying, I challenge you, Alex, and you, Liv. You guys go out to eat every now and then. Why don't you, maybe when you go to the bar, Liv, and you black out or brown out, why don't you, before you do that, put a tip up there?
Oh, trust me. When I am super drunk, I tip like 50%.
No, 100%. Tip the bill challenge.
I used to tip 100%. Oh, I know. I used to tip 200%. Because I got my math wrong. Instead of tipping 20%,
oh
I was
my.
Tipping 200%.
Well, okay, oh I got to be honest. I can't do the live the tip the bill challenge because I don't got that much money. What?
I got a DM about you. I think you're going to be upset about it.
No, let's hear it.
This person says, Joe gets defensive a lot. Seems like he has to be fake on the air and everything you say, he has to say something better than you, like competing.
Who said that?
Some listener.
I just disagree a lot with Alex.
I told you you wouldn't want to hear it.
No. I'll hear anything. I disagree with that. That's all.
Okay.
Say it again. What did they say?
Joe gets defensive a lot. Seems like he has to be fake on the air, and everything you say, he has to say something better than you, like competing.
When I get people that come at me, like you and Liv come at me all the time, like attacking my relationship status and my dog, so I have to defend that. That's
oh,
why.
Oh, gosh.
I have never once come after your relationship status. I never talk about you and Lindsay.
You have done a few little jabs here and there.
If anyone's talking about your relationship and it paints it in a negative light, it's you.
No, when we talk about my relationship, you're saying it's wrong or like, oh, that's a red flag or that's a problem.
Yeah, but like someone has to disagree. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you what she said.
Well,
sorry,
thank you.
Joe.
That's what she said.